And we are moving it like this, and we're moving it like that when it comes to moving data around in your computer, processing that data. It's the CPU show here on the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Michael Valdivia, and the arch AMD supporter here of the group, Adam from Glendale.
And hello to you too, Ken.
All right, let's start this thing. So make your case. Why would I, the average Joe computer user, even want to consider some lowly AMD processor, a company that can barely etch out a profit every year, that probably at some point may actually make it financially, but no, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Make your case.
Well, I know a lot of people out there play games on their computers.
Yes.
Yes.
They're usually called gamers.
Gamers.
Yeah. They're the very fringe portion of our society.
Well, as I'm looking at one or two of my 12 pages of benchmarks that I've got sitting in front of me, I notice that a lot of the gaming stuff seems to run better on the AMD Athlon series of processors.
I'll give you that. What else?
Here, you want me to help you out? Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Really?
Okay, AMD, for against you. AMD is something that your average user would not want to use, and I agree with you on that point. But for someone who really wants some punch, who is a gamer who has LAN parties, someone who writes code, someone who uses Linux, AMD is something that they want to use. But for your average user, you're not going to use it because you're not going to take advantage of the benefits that AMD has to provide for you. Like overclocking and stuff like that.
Have you ever seen these people you're talking about?
Yeah.
Or do you think
those
people are
listening? Well, I went to school at DeVry, so I was surrounded by them.
You think those people are listening to this show?
Yeah, exactly. So Intel is, for the average user, going to be the best bet.
Here's my problem with AMD. AMD processors, they're fantastic. They absolutely, if you're going to benchmark the processor by itself, how fast is that chef under perfect circumstances? Yeah, absolutely. They can definitely hold their own, and in some cases, or in a lot of cases, they do provide more bang for the buck. No problem.
Yeah.
Here's the problem I have. Remember that whole kitchen analogy?
Mm-hmm.
AMD doesn't have any control over the rest of the kitchen.
Correct.
So depending upon which motherboard you put it in and what kind of memory you have and all those things, that's going to determine how, and here's the key to my recommendation, how reliable these systems are.
Yeah.
The fact that they can be overclocked and all these goofy things can be done for the real tweaky people, that's great for them.
Yeah.
But the average Joe, especially if you're not careful who you buy the computer from, to me, if you're buying a computer from somebody that's building a computer for you, and that person is using an AMD chip, they're trying to reduce the cost of the machine. To me, that's cutting corners.
Mm-hmm.
Where else might they be cutting corners?
Yeah, you have
the
bad
video card,
stuff.
Perhaps, the motherboard, so on and so forth. Intel is the de facto standard. These manufacturers, when they make motherboards, they make them specifically to work with Intel. Intel is a little less persnickety about voltages and things of that nature. You don't have to have an AMD authorized power supply,
for instance.
So if you're a build-it-yourself guy and a gamer, I agree with you. AMD's probably worth looking at.
That's probably why I'm biased.
But for the 99% of everyone else,
it's not going to do you any good.
That's the scary part. I would err to the side of reliability over performance. If you had a choice of having a car that goes really fast, but it's in the shop all the time, or a car that's going to work every time and goes fast enough, gets you there, right?
Yeah.
And compatibility. You're not going to get half the stuff as compatible with AMD as you will with the Intel product.
Yeah, it's more in the hardware side.
Yeah. You've
got to be careful about what you match it up with. So if you're able to go through and navigate all that technology and technical stuff, great!
Mm-hmm.
So did I completely ruin your whole... I mean, is that all you had? Just, like, it's good for gamers?
No.
Throw some benchmark numbers out at him.
Hey.
Go ahead, throw me a benchmark. Go ahead, because I got benchmarks for you.
Okay. Let me flip to page 7 here.
Okay. Let's see what we got.
Hey. Well.
48 seconds.
Some people out there might know what WinZip is.
WinZip, what is that?
WinZip's a little program that lets you compress files, make them smaller.
Ah, very popular with people that steal music on the internet.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so you have a large file that you want to make smaller and send it, and then you have to unzip it, right?
Right.
Okay.
Now, According to this, during the unzipping process of really big files, all the AMD processors beat out the Pentiums. Hmm.
That's an irrelevant.
Yeah, it's not going to help a whole lot for his case. He's basically lost completely. Yeah. I tried to give him some love, but
hey,
whenever you
send that stuff out, don't forget the juggalo handle. The juggalo handle there. It's really.
Yeah.
So it unzips a file 1/10 of a second faster. So.
Not 1/10 of a second faster.
Okay.
Twice as fast.
Okay, half a second.
Twice as fast.
How long does it take to unzip?
How big of files do we have that we need that second more?
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to allow Adam to regroup and see if he can come up with some real information here that might actually make the show interesting. In the meantime, you're listening to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. I'm just kidding. All of you folks that want to send in hate mail, feel free. Because Adam and I talked about this off the air. This was our agreement. We're throwing the gloves off, right?
Yep.
We're coming after each other. Adam in Mesa wants to talk about G5s and Athlon 64 processors.
Nice.
So maybe you got somebody going to help you there. Adam, feel hold through the break. We'd appreciate that so that you can throw in your two cents about AMD. This is the Computer Corner. You can visit us online, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. You'll see all of the links and resources for today's show. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the differences in processors and maybe more specifically some of the ones that you may want to consider if you're out there shopping for a new computer. It's Ken Culver and Michael Valdivia and Adam with a Crytel. I'll be back right after this.